I'm Tom, and this is a quick shot of the Coffee Cast on the Progressive Voices channel on TuneIn. Catch the Coffee Cast podcast on demand now on the Progressive Voices app and progressivevoices.com.
Every now and then in the Russia investigation, there is clarity. And then there is one bombshell report from Jason Leopold and Anthony Cormier in BuzzFeed News. President Trump directed his attorney, Michael Cohen, to lie to Congress about the Moscow Tower project. President Donald Trump directed his longtime attorney, Michael Cohen, to lie to Congress about negotiations to build a Trump Tower in Moscow, according to two federal law enforcement officials involved in an investigation of the matter. Trump also supported set up by Cohen to visit Russia during the presidential campaign in order to personally meet President Vladimir Putin and jumpstart the tower negotiations. Quote, make it happen, the sources said Trump told Cohen. And even as Trump told the public he had no business deals with Russia, the sources said Trump and his children, Ivanka and Donald Trump Jr., received regular detailed updates about the real estate development from Cohen, whom they put in charge of the project. Cohen pleaded guilty to lying about the deal in testimony and in a two-page statement to the Senate and House Intelligence Committees. Special Counsel Robert Mueller noted that Cohen's false claim that the project ended in January 2016 was an attempt to, quote, minimize the links between the Moscow project and Individual One, widely understood to be Trump, quote, in hopes of limiting the ongoing Russia investigations. Now the two sources have told BuzzFeed News that Cohen also told the special counsel that after the election, the president personally instructed him to lie by claiming the negotiations ended months earlier than they actually did in order to obscure Trump's involvement. The special counsel's office learned about Trump's directive for Cohen to lie to Congress through interviews with multiple witnesses from the Trump organization and internal company emails, text messages, and a cache of other documents. Cohen then acknowledged those instructions during his interviews with that office. This revelation is not the first evidence to suggest the president may have attempted to obstruct the FBI and federal counsel investigations into Russia's interference in the 2016 election. Oh no, dear listener. But Cohen's testimony marks a significant new frontier. It is the first known example of explicitly telling a subordinate to lie directly about his own dealings with Russia. On the campaign trail, Trump vehemently denied of having any business interest in Russia. But behind the scenes, he was pushing the Moscow project, which he hoped would bring his company profits in excess of $300 million. The two law enforcement sources said that he had at least 10 face-to-face meetings with Cohen about the deal during the campaign. Now, BuzzFeed News first reported last year that Cohen and an associate, Felix Sater, had continued working on Trump Tower Moscow through June 2016. Sater communicated with Russian bankers, developers, and officials connected to the Kremlin. That revelation was confirmed in Mueller's filings against Cohen in court last November. Attorneys close to the administration helped Cohen prepare his testimony and draft his statement to the Senate, the sources said. The sources did not say who the attorneys were or whether they are a part of the White House counsel staff and did not present evidence that the lawyers knew that the statements would be false. After Cohen pleaded guilty to lying to Congress about the matter, Mueller's team filed a memo in court saying that he had offered them useful information over the course of 7 interviews. The special counsel wrote that Cohen had provided details about his contacts with persons connected to the White House in 2017 and 2018 and about how he had prepared his statements to Congress. Cohen also declined comment, but the law enforcement sources familiar with his testimony to the special counsel said that he had confirmed that Trump directed him to lie to Congress, and also that he had provided details of the conversations about the project with the president and Ivanka and Donald Jr. Those three members of the Trump family have distanced themselves from the Moscow project, saying that they had little knowledge of the negotiations. But a picture of their deep involvement is now emerging as FBI agents and prosecutors pore over witness interviews and internal documents from Cohen and other Trump organization officials and executives. Trump was even made aware that Cohen was speaking to Russian government officials about the deal. The lawyer at one point spoke to a Kremlin aide as he sought support for the tower. Trump also encouraged Cohen to plan a trip to Russia during the campaign, where the candidate would meet face-to-face with Putin. BuzzFeed News had previously reported that text messages and emails show that Felix Sater, a real estate developer, convicted stock swindler, and longtime asset for U.S. government intelligence agencies, worked furiously to arrange for a trip for Cohen to the St. Petersburg International Economic Forum, where he was supposed to meet with top Russian bankers and government officials. Cohen told Sater that to advance the deal, Trump himself would also go to Russia after the Republican National Convention in July 2016. Cohen will testify publicly before the House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform on February 7th. That story from Jason Leopold and Anthony Cormier in BuzzFeed News. I'm Tom from the CoffeeCast podcast, on demand now on the Progressive Voices app or Progressive Voices on TuneIn, Stitcher, and iTunes.